Welcome to episode 3, which is my first one in English. And today I'm happy to reach even more people than the former two. So I am Kerstin Thürmer, high performance and mindset coach and passionate endurance athlete. As a coach, I help ambitious people to find their passion and tear down their limits for top performance in sports and business. So please subscribe to my show to not miss any further episodes. And now let me introduce you to my guest today. He's a coach, a life coach, and softball and baseball coach. We have met during my coach training, and then we realized that we both work in the two worlds of sports and business, and we are really passionate about them. So I'll dig deeper into these topics with Laszlo Ratz. Welcome, Laszlo.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Laszlo, who are you? What are you passionate about?
Oh, what? Who am I? That's a big question. But I am very passionate about coaching in general and growth, personal growth, growth of people, and people actually striving for their potential, whether it be in personal life, business, sports, whatever aspect in life you can imagine. I want people to reach their potential and go for what they like. Truly, that's where the juice part is, I think.
Yeah.
So who am I? I'm a guy that works very much in that direction professionally, but also from a passionate standpoint. As you said, I'm a baseball softball coach, which is something that's just mind-boggling to me, how much fun I have in that, how detailed it can be, and how much our impact can be as coaches. Besides that, I've lived in various countries, in Italy, in Switzerland, in the US, and I'm a born Dutchman and grown Dutchman as well. And I live in Holland right now as well. So there's a lot to me.
Yeah, I love that energy, and hopefully we deliver that to the audience as well. So there's a lot of fascination. What is it? What's the point about these two worlds, sports and business, and you coach in both?
It's that they're actually more similar than you think. When you talk sports, or we tend to think of sports as a leisure thing, as something relaxing and that we do for fun. We tend to think of business and our professional lives as something that's very scripted and strict, and or I do at least. But when I look at them both and make the comparison, they're not that different. It's all about people in the end.
Yeah, I see a lot of parallels as well. So also in my articles, you may have seen that I draw the comparison between these two worlds. And one big point for me is objectives. I mean, can you imagine anybody in sports, especially professional athletes, training without an objective?
No, that's very difficult to imagine. I've been lucky enough to work with athletes who've been to the Olympics and whose life was based solely around the Olympics. But I also work a lot with young kids, and they stop playing sports when they don't have a game scheduled or something that they can match up with. Practice for the sake of practice does not stimulate.
Yeah, interesting. If we switch to the business world, do you think that business people, managers, team leaders, always strive towards an objective? Is that so clear?
That's a tough question. I think we establish objectives, but these objectives may vary. I know people that are, I've worked for businesses that are very very much based around how much they invoice. So how much money they make, the bottom line being very important. But I also know of people who strive for good harmony within their business, or who are striving to change the world through their business. So there are different objectives there. But everybody works with an objective, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, should be at least. Yeah, sometimes your company just gives you an objective and not everybody may burn for that. But yeah, I agree. It is important to move you forward and yeah, and to arrive at top performance. I think without an objective, how would you ever realize that you are performing well?
True. There is something about measuring objectives that that stimulates. There's one thing that makes me very hesitant when talking about objectives, and that's the fact that an objective needs to fit the person as well.
Mm-hmm.
If an objective doesn't fit the person, then the person will switch off and will actively try to not meet the objective from time to time. It needs to be resonating to stay in coaching terms. An objective needs to resonate, and if it doesn't, then what are the things around that person that can help them get to that objective, but maybe through different means or through different sub objectives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's where coaching. Yeah, that is where coaching may help. So you say you offer balance and you also offer new perspectives to your clients. What are you doing in your coaching?
Well, first of all, I'm trying to understand what makes a person tick. Where do they want to go? What makes them happy? What's important to them? And what's important to them about the things that are going wrong as well? Because anytime something goes wrong, there is something to be learned there. And that's what is important and why is that important to you? Mm-hmm. And if you look at that, what are you taking away and how would you approach it next time?
Yeah. Would you say that you make a difference when you are coaching an athlete or a person in the business world?
I don't actively think so. I hold the youths that I work with in the sports world, I hold them very much whole, and I regard them as young adults, mm-hmm. Which is the same age group that I coach mostly and I focus on. I hold those kids as young adults, and they are perfectly capable of knowing what they want and what they need, and they are capable of communicating. It's just to make sure that back and forth comes and shows up, and that there's trust, and that they can tell me what they need and what they desire. And the same goes with a professional coaching relationship. If there's no trust, there's no communication, no exchange of ideas, no exchange of perspectives, no playing around even, because we all want to play, right?
Yeah.
That play needs to be there as well to get juices flowing and get the ideas coming and see where you want to grow.
Yeah, I like that idea of playing. I learned that through coaching as well, play and trust for sure. I believe there is no performance without any trust. Just imagine a team doesn't trust their coach to remain in the sports world. How would that team ever perform if they are not there with their heart?
Yeah, they don't. I can attest to that. I've been, I actually fairly recently experienced a mismatch with a team. So I got drawn in and we just didn't click. Yeah. And at that point, practices don't work, games don't work, the communication doesn't work. If nothing works, if that trust isn't there, then you're going nowhere. And it just gets frustrating for both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, there is a question: can we realign ourselves, or is it time to say, okay, this just isn't working, and move on to the next thing? There's a real chance of that as well.
Yeah, and yeah, great example. Thank you for sharing. I think this is the reason why we as coaches do the introduction with a new potential client to see whether we fit, and we may not. I may have a client which I'm sending over to you, and vice versa.
Yeah, the fit needs to be right. And if it's not, then you as a coach don't get a lot out of it, but the coachee doesn't either, or the player, athlete, or whoever we got in front of us. It's the same with friendships. If it works from one side but doesn't from the other, yeah, then there's not going to be a very healthy friendship either.
Yeah, very true. So in my coaching, I have ambitious people who want to reach the next level and top performance. I think you have seen them as well, for sure, if you're coaching baseball and softball teams. How do you deal with these high ambitions?
Stimulate, create space, understand what those ambitions are and how you can meet them, and how you can help develop them. It's all about the person, Kirsten. I mean, just thinking about it, whatever we do as coaches, this sports or business, it's about the people we got and how it's our duty almost to make sure that we know what makes them tick and that we have the right key for everyone. If we can't find that key, then we can't motivate them to reach higher and set the next step, even if they really want to. If we don't have the right step for or the right key for them, we can't help them make the right step.
Yeah,
and that's tough. That's a real challenge always.
I think that's the magic of coaching, to find that right key, like you said, for every individual. And there is no general term of who is that ambitious person, what does performance mean. It's so individual for each and every person, right?
Yeah, exactly. If I can grab to the team I'm working with right now, right, it's a very relaxed team. The objectives aren't that high, but I'm very competitive. I am very competitive, but this competitiveness doesn't show in whether we win a game or we lose one. It shows in how we go about our process. And if our process is correct and we lose, then I'm fine with it. Are we winning while having played a lesser game, actually, when it comes to our standards and our process? Then I'll say that to the kids, hey, we won, but we still have work to go. So it's very much about it's very much about the process and establishing what works. What does the team need? What does your individual need as well? And what do you need as a coach? Don't forget that. as a coach, we need something as well. We need players or coaches to lean in so that we can come and meet them and give gas. And when we push each other, that's where growth happens.
Yeah. So coaching is a bi-directional thing, isn't it? It's not you telling the coachee what to do. This is not coaching.
That's mentoring.
Yeah, it is.
Nor or bullying, depending or how you look at it. But
yeah. Yeah, I think it should be on eye level and respecting each other and learning and growing together.
Yeah, and asking, always ask. It's just that if you have a coachee based on level one and a coach based on level two, or a team on level one and a coach on level two, and they don't meet, that's where it doesn't work. Or the other way around, with coach on level one and the individual on level two, if either one walks over the other, there's just not going to be anything. It's going to be frustrating.
So level one, you mean just being with yourself, with your own thoughts?
No, I mean just giving 90% while the other gives 100, or vice versa.
Yeah.
So if you want to be sure about a good coaching relationship, everyone has to lean in fully.
Yeah. And also the coach is not more advanced than the client, like in sports. I mean, usually the coach is not an Olympic champion. I mean, there are not so many Olympic champions. So a sports coach may not be as good as the players, but yeah, you have different skills.
Yeah, absolutely different capabilities. Also, I think in sports, as in business, it's very important to understand what an individual needs. Mm-hmm. And I actually woke up with this thought. If we have a player and they practice like crazy to get to their objective, at some point their batteries are going to be empty if they don't do anything fun outside of practice. Mm-hmm. So in a team context, I believe that the team dinner or going bowling or I don't know, playing paintball with the team, mm-hmm. is just as important as a practice, because it gets people together. It creates a different kind of energy, mm-hmm. from which they can continue practicing.
Yeah, that's
and
why.
And the same goes in business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I see all these teams in business doing these team building exercises together, mm-hmm. and I can tell from my own experience that it changes a lot. When you just had a coffee with somebody outside of regular meetings, that changes a lot.
Yeah.
And that's part of
it. Yeah, it's, we're both trained in the same coaching method, you and I, but there is something about being energy. So how we are, what we feel like, what we enjoy, what makes us feel great, and doing energy. Undertaking action, making sure everything's done by the end of the day, that it needs to be in equilibrium. It needs to be in balance. Because if I don't have any energy here, then the energy that I need to be doing is also going to fall. While if I have, I can't do without being energy. Mm-hmm. So that being that needs to be there. Otherwise, I'm going to be pushing on the doing and I'm going to fade out.
Yeah, good point. I'm really wondering, you said you lived in various countries like Italy, Switzerland, Netherlands, others. When you coach different people from different backgrounds, for example, mm-hmm. different nations, do you make any difference at all? Or you do, I mean, you consider the individual anyway, but is there anything?
Yeah, it's always about the individual. And for me, I'm well versed with the cultures I lived in. So I know we Dutchies are very direct and we're very straight to the point. Whereas Italians maybe are a bit more cautious and it takes a bit more time to create that confidence and that trust. But in the end, it's more about language than it is about how to approach. It's about wording. Make sure you get the right word. Mm-hmm. And though I have to say, you got to be careful when coaching Latin countries, for example, mm-hmm. that you don't get too straight to the point, but maybe you just lead up to it a bit more. Mm-hmm. Like and get people feel comfortable and get them going towards where you think the juicy part is. Whereas with us Dutchies and Germans, you can basically ask, so what's the juicy part? What's and just be like, okay, I'm going to push you really towards the question.
Yeah, and for sure there are many more aspects than just the cultural background. There is so many differences, and whenever you or I coach anybody, we view the individual and we find out during the coaching sessions how far we may want to go.
Yeah, how hard we might want to push or how much we want to walk around or how much we need to hold someone's hand, mm-hmm. from time to time. There is, it's just about the individual and what's the topic like they bring. And going back to sports, because you also want to talk sports, it's the same thing with athletes. What do they need today? Do they need a coach to show up and say, okay, this is going to be it and work hard? Or is it Or is there something happening around that individual for which they maybe need a friend or a brother or whatever you can be as a coach to them?
Yeah.
And maybe they just need to talk that day.
And in sports, there's also the physical aspects, like the coaches who do the actual training sessions, like the physical exercise. They also need to check the individuals and can't just say, okay, that's your plan for today, no matter how you feel and no matter what happened yesterday.
Ooh, I don't know if I agree.
Okay, tell me more.
Baseball, softball, we get a load of shoulder injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if I get a guy that said, or girl that says, hey, so my shoulder is aching or my elbow is hurting, then I say, okay, take it easy today, because that's what they need. They need to look after their body. If I say, hey, this is what you need to do today, independent of how you feel, and then they're still going to be throwing those 60 meters, 70 meters, whatever it is, and they're going to blow up their shoulder. At that point, I lose them for 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm responsible for damaging an athlete. So that doesn't work. Also there, when it comes to physicality, what do you need? What can you do?
Yeah.
Your shoulder isn't working. Okay, what can you do? Can you catch? Cool. Can you hit? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you run? Okay, cool. So you're going to be doing everything but throwing today.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree there. So many parallels, which we bring to the audience. Some people may not see that, well, if it's sports or coaching in sports, coaching athletes or coaching in business, it's similar. It's about people after all.
Yeah.
And their top performance.
Yeah. It is. And it's about the time we get to spend with them and understanding what works for them.
Yeah. So in a nutshell, what is your passion about that coaching topic? I can feel that there is a lot of passion. Why that?
It's all about unlocking what's there and making sure people feel well and do well and are happy with themselves. Get away from that block that we sometimes impose on ourselves, or that preconception that you're supposed to do something because it's how you're supposed to be. Like I'm not showing up in a shirt with a collar here, like a dress shirt, because that's not me. This is my energy. This is who I am. So I'm showing up like this. Mm-hmm. I even always have like my little bubbles with me that remind me to be playful,
yeah,
and to use it and just joke around a bit.
And we give the space to our clients to discover themselves more, and this is what I call magic that happens, which comes out just by working together and being with our clients for a part of their lives.
It's making people feel seen and actually seeing them for who they are, not what they've done or what their objectives are. Who are you and what do you want at this point in life? What is motivating you? What's stopping you? What wisdom is there to be learned? What are you noticing about yourself? They are all questions that need an answer for you to be sure that you feel great with yourself so you can go into action.
And I'm pitching a lot on coaching because of that, because it is fun, it is enjoyable, it's interesting, nobody needs to be afraid, because we should all be curious what's there.
And it's I want to add to that, it's also very intimate and it's very sensitive and very emotional. Being hyperactive or just slowing down and stopping for a second to feel what's really going on.
Nice. So Laszlo, thank you so much. We could continue forever. Maybe we can do another episode in some years time. Thank you so much. Where can people find more about you or even get in touch with you?
Okay, so there are a few ways that you can contact me. One is from my website, which is www.kwandocoaching.eu. The website's there in Dutch, English, and Italian. So pick the language that suits you. And people can find me on all sorts of social media under the name Laszlo Rath. So that's Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. LinkedIn and Instagram are the ones with more professional insight. And LinkedIn actually has, or I'm sorry, Instagram actually has videos in there with my coaching journey. What's it been like? What brought me to coaching? Why I am a coach right now, and how I look at achieving the life that you want to live.
Yeah, I'll add these links to the show in the show notes so people can visit that. Well, thank you so much, Laszlo. It's a pleasure knowing you and talking to you.
Yeah, it's Thanks been so great fun.
Yeah. And please subscribe to my show for similar talks in sports and business and much more. Thank you.